Shalom uvracha. We are continuing to another stage of the nishyonos that we and the world are going through. We have this temporary ceasefire. Some of the hostages were freed, but unfortunately, most of them were not. The situation seems to be getting more complicated as we go along. Fortunately, world anti-Semitism is growing. But this is all part of the divine plan, the Kodesh Bohu's plan for us. We know we're always in the hands of the Kodesh Bohu, and he's guiding things in a way to bring us back to him. There is a tremendous Nisoiris in Kalal Yisrael. And maybe the people on top don't recognize the Yad Hashem, or make him believe they don't recognize. That's their job. But the nation as a whole is going through a tremendous Hesoiris, tremendous awakening, and we have to be part of that. We can't just let the people that aren't from be mechazik themselves. We have to also awaken ourselves, each one on his madrega. We read in the Haftorah, which is the same Haftorah we read in Shabbat Shuvah, Hashem is requesting Klal Yisrael, Shuva Ad Hashem Elikecha, Kikoshalta Bavonecho. Klal Yisrael, come back to me. Admit that there's room for Shuva, each one on his level. And then it says, Asher Lo Yishienu. The two types of Golius that we go through, there's Asher and Mitzrayim. Hidochim Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And then we have Chazal say this refers to two types of situations we go through in Golos. Ashers, from Loshon of Ashiris, those are the good times. We're under the Goyisha nations with wealth and everything seems to be going good. But that's dangerous for us also because it causes us to assimilate, if not fully, partially, accept their values, be constantly connected with them and their way of looking at life, which affects us all. Then there's Mitzrayim, which is the situations of Tzar, the ghosts that we go through, that are causing us pain, whether it's wars against us, anti-Semitism, or just poverty and disease and everything else. So Asher Lo Yishrienu, don't think that the wealthy, powerful nations are going to save us, which is a nisyon we're going through now. America seems to be giving us so much. Without the American support, we wouldn't be able to be where we are. Maybe we'd be better off, but at Kol Panim, in the way things were done now, tremendous amount of the bombs and everything else that we had, missiles, ammunition was given, handed out to us from Asher, from America. Lo Yishrienu, don't put our bitochen on that. I don't think much of us have a great nisayon with that. Al sus lo nirkov. We will not use the power of the horse to be the thing that we are depending on. Which means today we have not the live horses, but we have the other type of horses, whether it be the tank, ammunition. These are not the things we're relying on. We're using them. And right now, it's a necessary step that's being taken, or at least it's a step that has been taken. And like we're saying, we appreciate every Jew that's out there on the front line, and we have to be mispal for them. Hashem should watch over every single one of them. But we're not putting our bitochen on the sus, the modern sus, the modern horse. We're not going to say the things that were made by man are the things that give us our power. This is what we have to remind ourselves, no matter what we're involved in, how many bombs we're dropping, how many tanks we have out there, how much ammunition we have. That's not what we're relying on. The soldiers themselves know that. The soldiers themselves are going out there and saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The soldiers themselves want to, many of them, want to wear tzitzis and tefillin. They realize that we're not the one in control. But we're sitting here, Beit Shemesh, in peace and quiet. We have to realize that that's the case. We have to Shuva ad Hashem Elikeinu, each one on his level, come back to Hashem. Ki b'cho yerucham yosoyim. And Hashem is the one as Rachmanus on Yosoyimim. What does it have to do with us? Yosem is an example of a person who's helpless. He knows he has nobody that can help him. He doesn't have his parents. He's all by himself. He's considered an unfortunate person. We have to look at ourselves in that pechin of a Yosem. We have nobody that can help us. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avim Shel Yosoyimim. David HaMelech throughout the Tehillim is always describing himself also as a person who was an Oni, Dach, Shvurei Lev, a person that realizes that I can't manage, I need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, we're Yosoyimim, we need you, we want you to be our Father, that causes the Hanhok of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us like a full-fledged Father and bring us back to our true greatness. And then Hashem says that if you leave that mind frame of thinking you can manage by yourself, whatever darga it is, and you put stop putting your bitochen in the man-made stuff, but put your bitochen in Hashem, elpam v'shuvosam, I will heal all the bad behavior that you had. Oh, you have veim nedova, I'm going to come to love you. Even if the thing that caused you to come back was the fright of your present situation, your concern for the future, doesn't make a difference as long as you're coming back. Kishov api mimenu, my kaviyochel anger, the midas adin is going to go away. Ketal Yisrael, yifrach kashoshano, I'm going to be like dew, and it's going to sprout forth the shoshanas Yaakov, the beautiful flower of Klal Yisrael, like a shoshana ben achoichim. We're like a beautiful flower amongst the thorn bushes. All the goyim are like thorns, but we sprout forward. Yash v'yach shiroshav kalavon noin. Lavonin is a forest with majestic, beautiful trees. Will be rooted in the ground like this tall tree. That's what we say in Shabbos. Tito eino bigvulino. We'll be planted in our country. We won't have to be afraid of anything. It says, V'reach loik ha'levoinon. We'll have a pleasant smell like the levoinon. Zichu k'yein ha'levoinon. We'll have the sweetness of like a good wine that comes out of this forest of levoinon. It happens to be very interesting that levoinon in Chazal is referring to the Beis HaMikdosh. Gemara says it's called Levoinon, Hatoiv, Har Hatoiv Hazev HaLevoinon, because it's Malbim Chatoiseim Shel Yisrael. We bring the Kabbonis and that purifies us from Averis. Nowadays we have another Levoinon. It's called Lebanon in English, which is another source of Tzoros for Klal Yisrael. But if you think of it, it's the same idea. Levoinon is Malbim Chatoiseim Shel Yisrael. There's two ways we can come back to Hashem and purify itself from our avarice. Either by going b'tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shalma poems for Seinu, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but with our words, it's as if we brought korbanos by davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depths of our heart, desiring to become closer to Hashem, desiring for the Yeshuas Hashem for every individual, whether it be for those in hostage and the soldiers and Jews all over the world, or the Ika of the entire Geula of Klal Yisrael from this Golus. If we feel like that, then we'll have that Levoinon Malbim Chatoim Shel Yisrael. Hashem will purify us from our sins and we'll get the Geula. But Chas V'Shalom, we don't wake up enough. Then Hashem is this other Levoinon. We have Lebanon. And they could shake us up also, just like we're being shaken up now from the south and the north and from all directions. That causes us to purify ourselves. Should be seicha, each one of us, to take on specific things that make us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take one bracha a day and say it real with kavana. Baruch Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam. I realize you're Hashem. You are running the world. Be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At least once a day. We're doing it 100 times a day. We do it with kavana. Once a day. Kvi yisitim la Torah. Please mechazik your family. to take out time every day, morning and night. If it's more, it's less, but it has to be part of the daily schedule to stop everything. And the fathers should, because they eat him the Torah, come on, the more the better. If we do this, we'll be zeicher to be mal b'mechatoeinu. We'll purify ourselves. Memela, we won't need the other type of levoinon. We'll have the levoinon, mitzvah Hashem, the base of Mikdash built, b'meir b'yameinu.